Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 30th, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about TMCEL Mozambique, Ericsson partner to provide mobile money solutions to customers. Neiman Marcus, a firm partner to offer consumers buy now, pay later options. Hyundai's new luxury vehicle to feature in car payments with fingerprints. Discovery Bank introduces virtual cards and contactless payment service Discovery Pay. Razorpay X, Visa to launch corporate cards for SMEs in India. Google pays old apps and website to lose payment features in the US in January 2021. HNB Bank links its solo digital payments app with Lanka QR. Now let's get started. TMCEL Mozambique, Ericsson partner to provide mobile money solutions to customers. TMCEL Mozambique and Ericsson partner to provide mobile money solutions to the telco's customers under a new 5-year deal aimed at expanding and modernizing the network and digital services ecosystem. The deal includes the latest Ericsson Business Support Systems solutions and supporting services. The Ericsson Wallet platform is aimed at empowering financial management, including for people who don't have access to traditional banking services. It will deliver financial services to TMCEL Mozambique customers through the ability to store, transfer, and withdraw money, pay merchants and utility providers, as well as the ability to use financial services such as savings and loans. The mobile money solutions also enables access to health and education services. Neiman Marcus, a firm partner to offer consumers buy now, pay later options. US-based chain of luxury department stores Neiman Marcus has introduced a buy now, pay later checkout option for its customers. According to Fashion United, the luxury retailer has partnered with a firm to bring flexible payment options to its offering. Therefore, eligible shoppers will be enabled to pay for their purchases over time on a schedule that best fits their needs and budgets. Furthermore, to benefit from the option, shoppers must select a firm at checkout. Afterwards, the total cost of a purchase over $50 may be split into simple payments in terms ranging from 6 weeks to 36 months, for as low as 0% APR. Overall, the partnership with a firm comes to reach customers who need payment flexibility and price transparency in the way they pay, while increasing their sales and average order value, the company's officials stated. Hyundai's new luxury vehicle to feature in car payments with fingerprints. Hyundai Motors luxury car brand Genesis has announced the release GV70. A sport utility vehicle, featuring an in-car digital payment system that uses fingerprints for the authentication of drivers. The concept of in-vehicle digital payment was revealed by Hyundai's Auto Group in November 2019. The carmaker revealed a plan to commercialize an infotainment system that allows users to make payments and use membership cards at gas stations without leaving their cars. Hyundai said its future cars would have a fingerprint sensor for authentication. Genesis said that CarPay is the first in-vehicle digital payment system to use fingerprints to authenticate drivers. Other than making digital payments, the fingerprint scanner will be used for hiding private information from the car's infotainment system or customize the position of car seats. Discovery Bank introduces virtual cards and contactless payment service Discovery Pay. South Africa-based Discovery Bank has introduced virtual cards and the Discovery Pay contactless payment service. The new bank cards were launched simultaneously with the Discovery Pay service, which allows the bank's clients to make payments without the need for banking details. They can make payments to any of their smartphone contacts who are active on the Vitality program. Users can have multiple virtual cards and can select the types of transactions they want to use each card for. Discovery Bank has informed that clients can add as many virtual cards as they need. Every virtual card has its own unique card number, expiry date, and card verification value. If customers use their virtual card exclusively for online payments, they can reduce their physical card's online purchase limit to zero for additional security. RazorPay X, Visa to launch corporate cards for SMEs in India. RazorPay, an India-based financial solutions company, has partnered with Visa to launch RazorPay X corporate cards. These bank-issued cards will help provide relief and stabilize the financial operations of severely impacted business owners of startups and SMEs in India. The company aims to target 50,000 entrepreneurs by March 2021 in Bangalore, Karnataka, India. After having launched corporate credit cards for all businesses in November 2019, RazorPay's new card offers functionalities specifically designed for small business owners to weather the pandemic impact. With a high credit limit, RazorPay X's corporate cards will support founders to free up working capital expenses with zero personal risk and liability and a repayment offering of up to 45 days of interest-free credit. RazorPay X corporate cards will help entrepreneurs set up recurring and non-recurring online payments and monitor monthly operational expenses. The corporate cards offer business owners dynamic credit limits of up to 20 lakh Indian rupees, and can also extend these corporate cards to their employees. They can be used to make online payments as well as purchases at a POS in a brick and mortar. Google Pay's old apps and website to lose payment features in the US in January 2021. Google has reported that Google Pay's old iOS app, Android app, and website are set to lose many of their payment features in the US in January 2021. According to The Verge, a Google support document showed that the old apps will soon no longer be able to send or receive payments or withdraw money in the US. Meanwhile, a notice on the Google Pay website stated that the feature it's losing the ability to send and receive peer-to-peer payments. Additionally, Google is introducing a 1.5% fee when consumers transfer money out of Google Pay using a debit card. Furthermore, the changes follow the service's massive relaunch in the US, which includes a new app and new features such as an option of automatically scanning the Gmail inbox and Google Photos account for receipts to import. The new service is set to expand further in 2021, when Google plans to partner with banks and offer full checking and savings accounts within Google Pay. Although the company's peer-to-peer payment features are disappearing in the US, Google has confirmed that Google Pay's web interface will remain. However, in the future, the solution will be mainly focused on managing payment methods, subscriptions, and account settings, The Verge reported. HNB Bank links its Solo digital payments app with Lanka QR. Sri Lanka-based HNB Bank has announced that its Solo digital payments app is now linked with the newly launched Lanka QR standard. The launch of Lanka QR is aimed at accelerating the adoption of QR code payments across the country and at laying the foundation for the expansion of digital wallets and cashless payments in Sri Lanka. Lanka QR is a quick response code standard adopted by financial institutions in Sri Lanka in order to facilitate low-cost digital payments to any merchant, especially small and medium-sized enterprises. It enables customers to pay merchants directly from their bank accounts using a Lanka QR-compliant mobile payments app. The Lanka QR printed sticker is provided free of charge to merchants to display at their place of business by the member institutions of Lanka QR. To pay using Lanka QR, customers have to scan the QR code using mobile payments apps such as HNB Solo. Upon completion, merchants will receive an SMS notification, confirming the receipt of payment. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.